Going, it is 10:04. Sorry, we're a little bit late on our last meeting. But it is Tuesday, November 29th, 2022, and we're meeting here in 303 for our commission meeting. I've asked the mayor of Clearfield to lead us in the pledge, Mark. If you don't mind doing that, that'd be great.
All right, join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, we snagged Mayor Shepherd, and well, he's welcome to leave as well. You don't have to stay for this. All right, we'll move on to our public comments real quick. Anybody from the public would like to come forward, please state your name. And you have 3 minutes, if you wouldn't mind. Okay, things are getting shifted around.
Not sure
right.
What happened.
I don't know what happened either. All right.
I just need
a paper. Is there anybody from the public would like to come forward? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to our business and action items. And first off is our Chief Deputy, Neil Geddes, but he is not here, so Mike Kendall.
Okay, so the first item is this adoption of a resolution requesting the recertification of the Davis County Justice Court. This is an item that I believe on every 4 years there's a request from the administrative office of the courts to engage in an analysis and request for us to certify that we're in compliance with the statutory provisions of state code in the operation of our justice court.
Okay. Yep. And then number two?
Number two, if we could have Kirk and Logan come up from Rocky Mountain. They are here. They've worked in conjunction with Neil Geddes. You can go ahead and state your name.
Sure, Kirk Nygaard with Rocky Mountain Power. Logan Taggart with Rocky Mountain Power.
So they've worked with Neil on amending our special ordinance 2008-04 that relates to the electric utility franchise and general utility easement to Rocky Mountain Power. This proposed amendment is for a 3-year extension to continue this franchise agreement, and so we're requesting approval of that as well.
Okay.
Is that a specific area? I'm trying to remember if it is.
It's actually for the county, any of our assets in the right-of-way.
Okay, anywhere that exists.
Yes.
Got it.
I'd make a motion that we approve items 1 and 2 as presented to us.
Second.
All right. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Okay. This is a asking approval for the reappointment of Michael D. Mayfield as a member of the Bountiful Irrigation District Board of Trustees, beginning 1/31/2023 to 1/31/2027.
I move approval.
Second.
All right. I have a point. Not reappoint. A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right. Moving on to Community and Economic Development, Director Kent Anderson.
Commission. Item number 4 is an approval of a summary list of 8 low-dollar RV agreements, terms receivable in the amount of $555.95 beginning 10/14/2022 to 11/13/2022. Item number 5 is an approval of a summary list of 19 low-dollar agreements, terms receivable in the amount of $13,204.45 beginning 10/24/2022 to 3/11/2023.
Hey, Kent.
Yes.
On item 6, why don't we pull that one and do it separate from the rest?
Sounds good. So I'll hold off and I'll present that after we've reviewed the other items. Item number 7 is a finalization of the real estate purchase agreement dated October 21, 2022 for surplus real property known as tax ID number 09052-0046, also known as Bafco Road. Funds in the amount of $1,470 have been received and a quick claim deed is presented for approval and execution. Item number 8 is a request for property owner signature on a consent to vacate 100 East Street in Centerville, Utah. Davis County is the owner of a parcel of real property that's part of Smith Park or Founders Park, which is just north of Centerville City Hall. also known as tax ID 02099-0002. And this property will not be affected by the proposed vacation. So there's some property owners on 100 East that would like the city to reduce the size of the right-of-way. It only affects their properties, doesn't affect ours. So we would recommend approving the consent to vacate.
Okay.
Item number nine is an approval of a letter of support to Wasatch Front Regional Council regarding the Davis County Active Transportation Plan grant application. We're requesting $225,000 from Wasatch Front with a match from the county of $25,000.
Yeah, and tell us a little more about that. Have we had a plan that's kind of been worked on in the past, or we'll start one? Or
numerous cities and regions in our community have plans. The county does not have a full active transportation plan countywide, and so that was one of the goals of bringing Bartley and a transportation planner into the county to be able to lead that effort so that we can use this as a tool to be strategic in our transportation investments to make these connections countywide.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I was involved with the Caseville-Farmington one some years ago, which was very successful, but when you have individual cities or a couple cities together, yeah, who convenes putting it all together ultimately? So right. It makes all the sense.
That's that is what's great, is numerous of our communities have put these together. So now let's consolidate them. Let's find where those gaps are, and let's be strategic and start going ahead and tackling those projects that make sense from a regional perspective.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And of course, we've had requests for a trails committee, which trails are not only dirt trails, there are all kinds of trails, right?
Right.
For users, and so I think it's kind of moving all in that direction.
This will have a significant public engagement process, as you can imagine, and so, yeah, I think we'll have an advisory group. We do have an active transportation committee that the county hosts, and so...
Are they separate from the people on the planning commission then?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so that will be likely the group that we would use to help facilitate kind of these region-wide conversations.
And are they appointed, and have they been there for a while?
You know, I don't believe that they're appointed. I believe this is more of an ad hoc committee to help make recommendations to the planning staff.
So people who are interested and engaged and involved. Okay, that's wonderful. I'm glad to know a little more about that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'll make a motion that we approve items 4, 5, 7, 8, and 9 as presented to us.
Second.
All right, have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We'll go back to...
All right, back to number six, which is an approval of the Davis County third quarter grant priority list. We just completed a work session reviewing reviewing these projects. However, we weren't able to complete a review of number two and six, which are Layton City projects, and the request was that we reach out to Layton City and bring them back for a work session with the commission. So we would recommend tabling those items at this time.
Yeah, that sounds great, and I will move that.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay, moving on to Health Director Brian Hatch.
Thanks,
Brian.
Ken.
Good morning, Commission. Just one item here, number 10. It's approval of amendment with the Utah Department of Health and Human Services, just updating their language of the merger that went on there with DOS. And then also changing the amount that they will pay the state public health lab on for testing that we do. Terms beginning 10-1 of 2022, running through 12-31 of 2022.
And DAS, D-A-A-S?
Division of Adult and Aging Services.
Got it. Division of Adult and Aging Services. Okay, thank you, Brian. I move approval of 10 as presented.
Second.
All right, a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
All right, for Human Resources, Director Chris Bone.
Thank you, Commission. Yeah, before you is item 11, approval of the workers' compensation insurance renewal for 2023 with the Workers' Compensation Fund of Utah. Terms on this are payable $460,414. Beginning 1-1-2023 to 12-31-2023. And as we look at this item, I would like to thank our risk administrator who's here, Terry DeVries, for working very hard throughout the year to put together a safety committee, meet regularly with the safety committee, provide training and resources to our county to keep our employees as safe as we possibly can as priority number one. And as a nice benefit from those efforts, we had a smaller than anticipated renewal on our workers' compensation fund insurance for the year 2023, pretty significantly through those efforts.
Yeah, that's just fantastic. And after the conference that we mentioned last week, the Utah Association of Counties, I mean, it sounds like this is kind of a model, and that all counties are as successful as ours, putting the safety measures all together and being so organized about it. So thanks so much, Terry, for that good work. I move approval of number 11, the workers' compensation insurance renewal for 2023.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The sheriff's office, I have two chief deputies. Looks like Chief Deputy Arnold Butcher is coming up, so. Chief.
Morning, commissioners. Before you, you have item number 12, which is a list of five participants in the SCRAM program. These are receivables, vary based off of what testing and everything they're required to do. They begin upon signature, which would be today, and they run until these individuals are no longer under court order to participate.
And this is specific to alcohol, right?
So, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just amazed, kind of grateful, but there's always a flow of folks who are able to take advantage of this.
Our courts have found great use for this program in numerous ways that it's applicable. This particular device and everything is actually, it's a state program that's run by the state. It's a very expensive device that these individuals wear, and it detects basically any alcohol that's being emitted from their body.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, thank you.
Item number 13 is a memorandum of understanding with Defense Logistics Agencies amending the existing state plan of operations, implementing requirements found within the Presidential Executive Order 14074, Section 12, that was signed on May 25th of 2022. This begins 1-1 of 2023. And item number 14 is a...
Can I ask a little bit about that? I wanted to go in and read it, and I think I got disrupted before I got to that one. I was just so curious. Anything you can add to this Defense Logistics Agency? I mean, it sounds like this is kind of a federal and state.
The federal government, there's a program out there where the federal government will surplus various different equipment, whether it be for military purposes or other purposes and everything like that. And so they have a program that is set up that runs through the state down to the agencies. And you can look at that and look at logistics that they are surplusing and take advantage of that.
So this is basically how we got the Bearcat before?
No, not the Bearcat, no.
Okay.
This is just specifically other items. Curtis wants to comment.
Curtis, is this the 1033 program?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, what's the 1033 program?
So
explain.
So surplusing defense kinds of...
Yes.
Historically, some of the items that we've received would be bomb suits.
Okay.
M16s, those types of items.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I'm so curious about that. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's just an updated presidential order that was put out that was just clarifying like what is available, what some of the restrictions and everything like that are. So.
I see.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That. And then item number 14 is a... approval of a software service agreement with Evans Sage Technologies, LLC, to assist with training, tracking, and training and supporting the reporting of training to the Utah Peace Officer Standard Trainer Post.
And then payable?
Yes, I'm sorry. That amount is payable in the amount of $13,425, begins 1/26 of 2023, and runs until 1/25 of 2024. And then item number 15 is a cost reimbursement agreement with the Federal Bureau of Investigations Department of Justice for Davis County deputies to participate in the Wasatch Metro Gang and Drug Task Force that is headed by the Department of Justice and the FBI. And that begins 10/25 of 2022.
Terrific. Lots of interesting things from your agency today. Thank you. I move approval of items 12 through 15 as presented by Chief Deputy Arnold Butcher.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, looks like we have some consent items. We have read and approved these. I move approval of the work session meeting minutes for November 1st of 2022 and November 3rd 2022. And those were work session meeting minutes. And then also the regular commission meeting minutes for November 1st of 2022 and November 8th of 2022. And thanks for the people who do great minutes.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
I move we recess to the Board of Equalization.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today under auditor adjustments, under your appeals, you have a report with various recommended approved appeals totaling $114,760. Under abatements, you have a report with various late abatements recommending approval of $9,798.08. Under corrections, you have one veteran exemption tax abatement for the year 2021 for $327.18. And finally, under assessor adjustments, under assessor initiated corrections, you have a report with various corrections totaling $611,390.
Very good. I move approval.
Second.
All right. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. I move that we re-adjourn our commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, opportunity for comments. Neil, I mean not Neil. Mike?
Nothing today.
Curtis?
No comment, thank you.
Commissioner Stevenson?
No comments today.
Commissioner Kowalik?
Let's see here. Yeah, I want to comment on, we didn't comment. We wished people a happy Thanksgiving, but again, how important it is to remember the tradition of Thanksgiving and how it was started by President Lincoln. And honestly, I feel like Thanksgiving should continue for the weeks to come, perhaps 365 more days. So hope everyone had a beautiful, beautiful holiday. So thankful for the snow. Incredibly thankful for the snow. What a blessing. And then there was a new fire station that opened up in Layton. And we were invited. I was able to attend. This was just last Tuesday on the 22nd, right before Thanksgiving. This is the Layton Fire Station. I want to say it's number 54. Does that sound right? That's just off my memory, but I think that's right. anyway, it was fantastic. It was not only an impressive gathering and an accomplishment for the city of Layton, but a very strategic location for the foothills where there's a lot of fire risk, honestly. And so just wonderful to see them accomplish that new station. They're very excited about it, but the benefits of the location of that station extend beyond Layton. I'm just gonna say that they all work very cooperatively as first responders, and it's a very important location. I'm really proud of them, and I'm grateful that one is there. So everyone should, you can see it as you go along. I hadn't really noticed it when I drive the new construction of 89, but it's just right there. So people who just know where to look, and just you look to the right, it's right there. I think the cross street, what is the cross street?
Gordon.
Yeah. So, Becky, I bet you're really grateful for that new fire station. Yeah, it's a good spot for one. Super excited about it. They're very proud, well designed, looking at the design, how functional it is for the way operations work today. I can just appreciate it, because the one we have in where I live in Kaysville is also nice and was pretty terrific back in the day, but I think they've even come along with what works even better for folks who work for, you know, through the night kinds of emergency response. It's good. That's it.
Okay. Just real quick, nice to have some Centerville residents with us today, and I'm sure it was part of that project there at the historical museum and everything else there in the park, so thank you for all coming. I did it, you know, a couple weeks ago. I'm really disappointed in myself that I haven't attended, but they had the Interfaith Christmas concert there in Layton that they put on. Commissioner Stevenson was part of that, getting that organized back in the day, and that was the first time I ever went and was like, okay, for 6 years I have not gone to this, and for 6 years I have missed out greatly. One of the best concerts that I've attended. And so if you have the opportunity every year, you know, attend that in Layton. They do a really great job. But other than that, thank you for the snow, and pray for more. It is adjourned.